from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's tough because you don't want to miss mandatory minicamp, right? It's mandatory. But I think when you kind of look and you take a step back, Aaron Rodgers is a guy, he doesn't have to really be at the offseason training. And, you know, for 10 years, I got to play with Tom Brady. And I think 8 or 9 out of those 10 years, he showed up almost every day for all of the offseason. Voluntary, mandatory, he was always there. And then later in his career, he stopped going to all the voluntary.
Devin McCourty talking about Aaron Rodgers and, well, eventually Tom Brady became someone who was willing to skip practices, at least the voluntary ones. I would be very, very tempted to skip the voluntary ones. But I would also be really annoyed if I were a Jets fan or, you know, more importantly, one of his receivers or linemen. Not just because, you know, it can't be said that he doesn't need the practices or some of that. But Rodgers was just so public with, I mean, so much. But at least one time where he talked about, we got to get all the stuff out of here that isn't about football. And it just seems like he is a master at bringing stuff in that is not about football. Like, dig in and show up, I think. I mean, I feel like I'm really old saying that. But just being honest, like, it would really rankle me if I were one of his teammates without, you know, having this extra time to work with him. Because I want to win. And I hope you do too. And we barely know each other, so let's get to work on this. That's how it ended in Green Bay, with all that speculation about whether he even knew any of the young receivers. The Packers are all about these. I think it was Dobbs then. They added others last year and tight ends, but still, like, that, whether he even communicated with them at all. And Rodgers, I mean, you got to love his talent, but man, it's just so many things are not to like. And how last year he strong-armed the Jets into bringing in his buddies, all of whom stunk. Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard, Dalvin Cook. Rodgers needed Dalvin Cook. Nobody would have signed Dalvin Cook. The Jets do it for like $7 million. He plays. He barely can do anything on the field. He is eventually cut. I think he actually went to Baltimore at the end of the season, but, I mean, just a desperation move, I guess. Who was doing that? It's just, he'd better, like, if I'm a fan of that team, I'm going to need vintage Aaron Rodgers at 40 off an Achilles tear without showing up for practices and maybe having his mind in different places, thinking that it's just, I don't want to say he thinks it's a joke or anything now, but, I mean, dig in. I do think, though, his playing really well is quite possible. I don't need him to play well and to be mobile, to really be great as the Jets quarterback, and I love Wilson, and Hall is so good. Like they could be good. Why I wanted to rank Aaron Rodgers today was because I was talking earlier about the Fox soccer broadcaster, John Strong. I consider myself a very tough person to impress, you know, for a sports announcer. But this soccer guy, Strong, is so excellent. And some of what I caught from him yesterday was in my car, listening to it on the radio. So when I got home, I had Fox Sports Radio on, which means when I turned my car on this morning, that's what was on. And it was Craig Carton. And I don't know if he's a Jets fan, but like this is never a show. Never once in my life would I have thought to turn this on. But it's there when I turn the car on, so you get it for a few seconds. And he was talking about the Jets and how he kept me through the point, at least, which I could have cut it off earlier, but I made it through the point. How PFF has whatever it is, like their defensive units are all graded top five or certain of their players, something about how their defense, which we know, their defense has had, you know, it gets a lot of credit. And he said this year, PFF recently graded their offensive line top five, which is new. And in passing, he says, and there's no question that our quarterback is top five. And that hit me. Like, there's no question. You can't not have Aaron Rodgers, like right now, among the top five quarterbacks in the league. You can't not. You can't even debate that. That's so clear. Mahomes, Allen. You don't have to pick more than five of these. Mahomes, Allen, Stroud. Too soon? Okay. Prescott, no doubt about that. Jackson, you'd rather have Aaron Rodgers than Lamar Jackson? That's on you. That's at least five, but I can't look at San Francisco. Jordan Love right now I think is better than Aaron Rodgers. It's hard because, and maybe Hurts, it's hard because Rodgers missed a year, and what is he going to look like when he plays again? But 2 years ago, he played, and it wasn't great. It's not fantasy. Like, this is one where I have sort of an impulse to get into, oh, well, and Richardson, and, well, not Justin Fields so much anymore, but the running guys, you know, sort of thinking about them, that's like Hurts is. Hurts is sort of borderline for me on this. Has been very good. Just like Rodgers, he's gotten to one Super Bowl. Yeah, I have a problem with the word unquestionably or whatever the word actually was. You can't even push back on that Aaron Rodgers right now is a top five quarterback. Just for the clicks, I'm going to throw Geno's name in there. There you go. Justin Herbert. I'm looking at the standings. That's my problem. This team was 5-12, so I didn't think of Justin Herbert. If Kyler's good, I don't need six. I need five, and I've got five easily that I would say are better. 803-0550, still time for your calls. This is Mike Shope with you until 7 on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.